Unit 4. Australian Bush Culture. For the best part of two centuries, the bush has been analyzed, criticized, and romanticized. It has inspired poets, painters, filmmakers, and television producers, preoccupied the nation's politicians, and attracted our social commentators. It has evoked both love and terror, and fascinated generations of Australians. There is no doubt that the bush has an iconic status in Australian life, and has featured strongly in any debate about national identity. Indeed, it has been revered as a source of national ideals by the likes of Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson. The search for identity. 3/4 of the population had been born in Australia, and the camaraderie and defiance of the diggers on the gold fields became a huge source of national pride. Their egalitarianism, mateship, and disdain for authority were to become central to the national character. The 1890s saw a continued increase in nationalism, and with it, the creation of the Australian bush legend, an extension of the goldfield legend. The characters of the bush were imbued with the same qualities that the diggers on the goldfields possessed. The bushman was seen as a resourceful, independent man who trusted only his mates. Lawson believed that an Australian identity must emanate from his own soil, not from the safe green fields of the mother country Britain. Lawson saw the struggle with the bush as central to our identity. His vision was gloomy. "There is nothing to see, however, and not a soul to meet. You might walk for 20 miles along this track without being able to fix a point in your mind, unless you are a bushman. This is because of the everlasting, maddening sameness of the stunted trees." The Bushranger. Bushrangers were escapees or criminals, and the bush was the perfect place for these outlaws to remain anonymous. The bush became associated with wildness and lawlessness. From around the mid-1800s onwards, the bush rangers were admired, principally because they defied the authorities. They were symbols of resistance against Britain and the colonial authorities and were perceived as courageous and patriotic. They were men of the land, self-reliant, independent, and symbols of defiance. They were the embodiment of the bush. The bush today. While bush ideals have been revered in recent years with television programs like Bush Tucker Man and films like Crocodile Dundee, the 1980s and 1990s have seen the bush become synonymous with drought, debt, depopulation, and unemployment. In his Australia Day address in 2002, author and ecologist Tim Flannery said Australians could only become a true people by developing deep, sustaining roots in the land. He said the land was at once our inheritance and the only force powerful enough to craft a truly Australian people.